care to mark your books at number 340, that will be our invitation song, number 340.
Time is peculiar to man. That is, we ourselves are the only ones that's bound by it. We measure everything by it. We begin by the clock, we end by the clock. Whether we're speaking about our lives or whether we're talking about our jobs, we talk about time. A year is a period of time is measured by the Gregorian calendar in which the earth completes a single revolution around the sun. It consists of 365 days, 5 hours, 49 minutes, and 12 seconds. Divided into 12 solar or lunar months, it's 52 weeks, 365 days, or 366 for leap year, beginning on January 1st, ending on December 31st. Years are important to us. By them, we measure the length of our lives. We figure our business interests. We pay our taxes. We render our schooling. We assess our personal progress. We buy our transportation. We register various things by it. We calculate things by the year. We rearrange. We identify, and on it goes. In order for us to begin this time, what we call New Year, we ought to take a concerned look at ourselves and assess our strengths and identify our weaknesses, resolve whatever actions are necessary to maximize our strengths and do whatever we can to minimize our weaknesses. We have before us, as we talked this morning, a new year, a new slate, a new piece of paper to write on. I want us to understand that we are responsible to God for how it is that we use our time. And what I'd like to do here this evening, for just a few short moments, is make five suggestions. Five suggestions in regards to how it is that you use your time in 2017 to help us be more beneficial in the kingdom of God and bring glory to God. The first thing that I'd like to suggest to you that each and every one of us need to do, and that is begin early. I know of no plan, no purpose, no idea that is not made better by an early beginning. If you start early, you accomplish more. For instance, if you start right now to study the Bible in 2017, you are more likely to achieve what you want in the coming year. But if you procrastinate and say things like, "I intend to do this or that this year," you will most likely be intending to do the same thing again this time next year, if you have that time at all. Notice that I say begin early, and that means whatever it is that you plan, you initiate it. That is, you need to begin it. You've got to start it. Don't put it off. Start right now. Begin early in your Bible study. Begin early in praying more often. Begin right now to do the things that you want to do. Don't put them off. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is what you have. You have no promise of any other time, and so it behooves us to begin early. This should say John chapter 13 and verse 27. In John chapter 13 and verse 27, Jesus said to Judas one time, "What thou doest, do quickly." I preach a sermon sometimes on top of that. What thou do, do quickly. It's the same idea. If you're going to do anything, if you're going to accomplish it, it is always best for you to begin now, to begin early. Don't put it off. In the book of 2 Samuel, in chapter 11, verse 1, the sad history and story of David and Bathsheba, and eventually the death of Uriah the Hittite, all begins with David tarrying. What you need to do, what it is you plan to do, whether it's individually or we as a congregation, you need to do it now. No good thing ever was accomplished by delay. I'm going to say that one more time. No good thing was ever accomplished by delay. If we are to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, we must begin without delay. And so the elders have asked us to pass out 10 daily Bible readings. How many of us thought, "I'm going to do that"? How many of us have began? What I want you to appreciate here this evening, what I suggest, what I exhort you to do, is to begin early and do it now. Make time serve you in 2017. If you want to accomplish some good moral thing in the new year, you'll have to make time work to your good. To do that, you're going to have a goal in mind for every activity. For instance, if you plan to learn some new area of thought, put a time limit on it for yourself. If you're interested in converting a soul this year, put it in the form of a practical goal and do it within a prescribed time. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have it done by then. Prescribe a time. Make time serve you. The wise man, the book of Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4 said, "He that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap." In verse 6, "In the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thy hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall both alike be good." And what he is saying is there is no perfect time. Make time serve you. I'm going to get this accomplished. I'm beginning right now, that is early, and I'm going to accomplish it by this date. What it is you want to accomplish, and put a time limit on it. Make time serve you. If you don't put a time limit on it, it'll be this time next year, and you're wanting to do it all over again because you never got around to doing it. Put a time limit on it and understand there is no perfect time. You just do it. Those who look at the clouds will not reap. Those who listen to the wind will not sow, the wise man said. Everyone's looking for the perfect time to get started to do this, that, or the other. There is no perfect time. Just do it. Put a time limit on it and get it done. Those who know it to do good and do it to not, to him it is sin. And in the context of that statement in John 4 and verse 17 is verse 14. What is your life? It is but a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. There is no good time. Intentions will not do us any good. And wishing or intending to do something without allowing or having time serve us, we will not accomplish what we wish. Do we not understand what the wise man said in Proverbs 27, verse 1? Boast not of tomorrow, for you know not what tomorrow will bring. What is it you want to do? Begin it now and have time serve you. Here's my third suggestion to you. Practice time management. Now, I don't want to make this too technical. I don't want it to sound like a business seminar, but it makes good sense for you to manage and budget your time. To do so, you have to put some restraints on yourself. It is easy to waste time. All you have to do is look back the past year and think about all the time that you wasted. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, I read there, "See that you walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil." What I want you to understand is we must take a look at our time that we have and use it wisely. Every person has the responsibility of private time, dedicating private time in worship and meditating and studying God and God's Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul said, "Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." Prayer, meditation, reflection, that all takes time. And that means that if I'm going to do that in 2017 with all the responsibilities that I've been burdened myself with, I'm going to have to budget my time in such a way that I accomplish those things. Set aside a period of time devoted to God. Devoted to God. You got time set aside for everything else. How many of us? It's noon, so it's lunch time, right? We divide off and section off and we budget time to eat. And what I'm encouraging you here this evening is to understand we've got to practice time management when it comes to our spiritual lives and our spiritual activity. Paul says, give thyself wholly to them. That calls for a planned activity, one where you make God the central part of your thinking, at least for a time of your day. The psalmist said in Psalm 55 and verse 17, in the evening and in the morning and at noontime, I lift up my prayer to God, and he hears me. I've set aside that time. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, three times a day he went into his room, got down on his knees, and prayed to his God. The devil's determined to make you use up all of your time with something less important, with things of lesser value. Only if you manage time will it serve you well. Actually, you can't afford to do otherwise. Number four, understand that your time is yours. It belongs particularly to you and no one else. You can't escape the fact that your time is yours, and what you do with it will determine your destiny. We wish to push it off onto somebody else's responsibility. They eat up all my time. But what you've got to understand is the time you have is yours. And you make the decision, and you will be held responsible of how it is that you use your time in 2017. Your time is filled with the stuff that is related to it. Stuff like opportunity that Jeff prayed about a few moments ago. Opportunity. Windows of time suitable for some activity. And then responsibility. An ability connected to an opportunity. That is a period of time that now you can do something in. Time, which, by the way, I'll remind you, belongs to you. And then accountability, which is the bottom line of time. No one can spend your time but you. You and only you are responsible for how you spend your time. Every one of us will give account of ourselves before God and how I use my time. Every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things which we did in this body, whether it's good or evil. How did you spend your time? It's your time. God gave you this time. It is your decision to spend your time. The wise man said in Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 5, a wise man discerns both time and judgment. There's judgment to come. And that judgment, ladies and gentlemen, is about how you spent your time. So as we begin a new year, I want you to understand that your time is your own. And if you think or you've given your time over to someone else, you need to take it back. Because you are going to be judged by how it is you use your time. And my fifth suggestion to you is this. Remember that time has an end. The Hebrew writer said, it's appointed a man once to die. It was announced that Martin Kennedy died. Martin Kennedy baptized me. If it wasn't for Martin Kennedy, I may not be a Christian today. Martin Kennedy was the first individual to call upon me for public prayer. Martin Kennedy was the man who chased me around the parking lot in Pekin, Indiana to get me to preach my first sermon. But his time is now gone. Time has an end. The wise man's eyes are in his own head, but the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived all that one event happened to them all. Then I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, this is also vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than the fool forever, seeing that which is now in these days to come shall be forgotten. How dies the wise man? You know what the answer to that is? Like the fool. Time ends. When that happens, and it happens to all of us sooner or later, both words have to do with time. Isn't that interesting? Sooner or later. There will be no turning back. It necessarily behooves us to use our time wisely, because once it is used up, there is no longer an opportunity. Time and opportunity are connected inseparably. Intentions won't be enough to excuse our lack of activity when judgment comes. It will be too late. A time word again. Too late. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave where you're going. We best do as Jesus exhorted in John 9, verse 4, work while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work. Ladies and gentlemen, time ends, but eternity doesn't. You and me are bound by time. God is eternal, and that does not end. What you do in the coming year depends largely on what you decide to do today. If you will, you can make the coming year the best year of your life. How exciting is that? Whoever said today is the first day of the rest of your life was well within the mark. And it's certainly so that, as Paul said, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Romans 13:11. Happy new 365 days, 5 hours, 45 minutes, and 12 seconds. 5 suggestions in regards to our time. Begin early. Make time serve you. Practice time management. Remember your time is your time. And remember that time has an end. You listened well tonight, and I appreciate that very much. We're about to stand to sing a song of invitation to encourage you. Maybe there's one in our audience who's not been obedient to the word of God, when he said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. This is your opportunity to do that. Maybe there's other things that we can do here as a congregation to help you that the Lord allows. We're going to extend the Lord's invitation to you tonight. We're going to sing this song to encourage you. So if we can do anything for you tonight, come forward now as we stand, as we sing.
I gave my life.